Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm very well. It's a very topical conversation because you're probably aware that there was a major aviation meeting in Sydney in the last few days.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, Susanna, just to establish the cause of carbon offset programs, what kind of environmental impact does the aviation industry have?
I mean, the aviation obviously is fast growing, and to get the jet up into the air, you have to blow a lot of fuel, and because people travel so far, so it all adds up to about 3% of global emissions just from aviation. And at this meeting now in Sydney, even the aviation industry is aware that this will continue to grow. They say about 4% a year because aviation air travel demand is rising, and we all want to go somewhere, and the problem is there's very few alternatives in the moment to fossil fuel.
Right, and well, a lot of people see the option to participate in carbon offset scheme when booking a plane ticket, but have hard trouble picturing where that money is going to go to. What do carbon offset programs actually involve?
Yeah, I mean, there's a wide range of programs, and some are really very good, and others obviously not so good. And the challenge is for the customer to know which ones. And so, I mean, good projects, and in particular by the Australian Airlines, both Virgin and Qantas, have quite high integrity projects where the carbon offset is verified, where it's long lasting. So, for example, investments go into reforestation projects, where trees grow maybe on areas that were previously deforested, renewable energy projects. So there's a range of projects that essentially basically reduce the same amount of carbon that you put in the atmosphere when you fly. Now, that's a good thing, but obviously one thing that's really important to know is that it doesn't absolutely negate your impact. So it's a zero-sum game. So you're swapping your emission with someone else's. But at least if it's a good project with high integrity, then it is a very good investment to make for the traveler.
Right, and well, major airlines like Qantas and Virgin say around 10% of their passengers opt in to carbon offset services. Why aren't we seeing more people tick the box?
Yeah, and I must tell you that 10% is a very high number compared with many other parts of the world. So that's already pretty good. I think there's a little bit of an awareness issue, although that's improving. And then there's maybe just a bit of skepticism whether the money really does have a positive impact. And I think that's where the airline industry collectively needs to work together to make sure that, the schemes that are maybe a little bit dodgy, they just shouldn't be offered anymore. Airlines need to communicate better. So when I did an analysis of those 137 airlines, I found that most airlines don't communicate at all where the money goes, and that doesn't help the customer to then, tick the box.
If you're listening to The Daily this morning, I'm joined by Professor Susanna Becken from Griffith University to talk about the emissions reduction scheme of the aviation industry. Finally, what would you suggest to individuals looking to reduce their ecological footprint while flying?
Yeah, so of course I have to say the best thing is not to fly, but if you have to fly, choose an airline that really does a lot, like I mentioned, Qantas, who have a fantastic carbon management program, have modern fleets. Try and choose direct flights. People fly very weird itineraries to get to the destination, maybe because it's cheaper, I don't know. Pack light. Every kilogram up in the air costs additional carbon. And consider maybe staying a bit longer, have fewer trips, but stay longer.
Right. Well, that's all the time we've got for. Professor Suzanne Becken, thank you so much for joining us.
No worries, it was a pleasure.